All right, let's get a Portage Lake report again this week from Chassel. We got Jason Granke on the phone here, and Jason is from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake, just north of Chassel there. Thanks for your time today. Are you fishing?
Thank you, sir. Yes, I am. Actually, we're out on the water right now.
Ah, I love talking to people when they're actually out doing some fishing. You just never know what's going to happen. So I want to start with your endeavors over the week since we talked to you. And I know that you had some customers over the weekend come up and chase some trophy pike. Again, your focus is pike over 40 inches. And what's your tally now? What are you up to for this season?
So we are up to 9 fish now over that mark.
Excellent.
So it's been a pretty steady year.
And I would assume dozens of smaller than that.
Yeah, I don't even keep track of the smaller ones, but you know, I had a group this last Friday, Saturday. They were here 2 days, a fun group from Wisconsin, and they caught just a ton of fish, and it was an exciting trip all the way around.
So just so folks know, I mean, primarily or almost exclusively, I guess, you are tip-up fishing.
That is correct. You know, and I mentioned it, you know, a couple weeks back, but what I had found with pike is once you start jigging for them, you start attracting the smaller class fish. And, you know, like you had mentioned, I'm after the 40-inch plus. Once you start attracting, you know, the smaller fish, it kind of keeps some of those big ones out because the smaller fish come in and they're just ferocious. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a Thanksgiving meal. You know, the kids just go through and just raid the table of everything they want before grandpa and grandma have a chance to sit down.
So have you seen a shift in where you're targeting these fish now? You know, for instance, very shallow water at the beginning of the season. Have you gotten deeper a little bit?
So as the season goes on, you follow water temperature really close. Early season, yes, we're typically fishing shallow water, but that's because that's where the safest ice is to start. Right now, what we're fishing is the 15 to about 23-foot range. That's where we're pulling the big ones out of. You know, we're also got some spots a little bit shallower. We're in 10, 15 feet of water, but there typically we're pulling out, you know, the 25, 30-inch size fish, where the deeper ones are still, they're in that deep water, so they're suspended, and right now it's all a contributing factor because of the crappie.
So crappie are an indicator of where you're fishing right now is what you're saying.
That is right. It's the dinner bell for these big pike. You follow their food and you find the pike.
Are you using primarily sucker minnows, or do you ever use any golden shiners or anything like that?
So every day on a typical day, we start with smelt, golden shiners, and also suckers.
Oh.
And you got to find what those fish are after that day. It's no different than our eating habits. You know, you might be hungry for McDonald's one day and Taco Bell the next. It's not always going to be the same thing. So these fish are the same way. You just got to find out each day what are they after.
Well, I'd like to continue with you, Jason, and get into those crappie reports because I heard they sort of turned on a little more since the last time that we talked about them in Portage Lake. And then also walleye reports, too, if we can get a little more time from you.
Now, of course, I'd love to stick around.
We'll catch back up with Jason Granke from Ridgeview Resort on Portage Lake later this hour and get into the crappie and walleye. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.